Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about victory over debt.
Praise God. Yes, amen.
So if you're in debt, you listen up. Or if you want to stay out of debt, listen up.
You know something, Lori? I was just thinking about this, that Brother Copeland often goes to recurrent training on aircraft, Citation 10, other aircraft that we have.
At least once a year, sometimes twice.
I think it's a good idea that we have recurrent training
as
well.
I know it is, yeah.
In these things, and we're going through recurrent training right now where debt freedom is concerned. There are some people that heard us teach this 4 years ago, but there are others who have never heard this before. And you may be in a situation where you're covered up with debt and the pressure is intense and you have people dunning you. Now, I've learned that from Gloria during this week, that a dun is a creditor that puts pressure
on insistent demand. Especially for payment of a debt.
Yeah. And that's a terrible place to be. The pressure, the intense pressure of
debt
freedom.
Sometimes they threaten you with a gun. I mean, if you borrowed from the wrong people, you can get yourself in trouble.
You are so right, Gloria. You borrow yourself from some of those people.
It's just pressure if you borrow from the right people. But if you borrow from the wrong people, it can be pressure.
Like some of those people Jesse talks about,
Jesse.
I got a deal you can't refuse yet. Well, we're free from debt, and we are learning how to be free from debt. And that's why Gloria and I are here for this week and next week, because every day we're going to talk about an aspect of your debt freedom
that
you can be redeemed from and delivered from. And the process of that can begin right now.
Amen.
It can start right now.
Amen.
And Gloria, what we're doing, and we started this yesterday, we just started looking into the Word of God and finding out what the Word has to say about living debt-free.
Very clear about
what
not to do.
Yeah, and what you said about the decision you and Kenneth made early on in your lives about whatever the Word of God says, we will adopt that to our lives, and we will make that a vital part of what we believe. And you found Romans 13:8.
Oh, man, that was a low blow, We didn't know about acting on the Word like we do now, and that everything in there is going to be for my good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, man, how am I ever going to have a house? Ken thinks airplane, I think house. I guess he thinks you can live in the airplane, but...
You wanted a house.
I wanted a house.
Yeah. And at the time, you were in a desperate situation. You were in a place that you wanted to be out of.
Yeah.
But through these years, and I've been here 40 of the 50 years of this ministry. So
we should give you a trophy.
Even though I wasn't here in those very first early days, I did pay attention once I got here.
And George.
I saw what the Lord has done, and I have adapted that to my lifestyle, brought that into our lifestyle. And I must say, Gloria, that it really has been a most exciting thing for me. When we did a little celebration with the staff the other day for my 40th, and I was just, before I went to that chapel that we did, I was just thinking about all of the things that I've learned and everything of all the places that I could have gone. And really, growing up in Massachusetts, it took the Lord getting me to ORU and then down here through Terry.
It's a long way to Texas.
I never thought I'd live in Texas. I never thought I would be here. But I enjoy it. I enjoy...
Well, you've adapted very well.
Yeah, I've adapted. And now, here's the thing about it, though. I got down here, and you all taught me how to eat cornbread.
Peas and cornbread.
Biscuits and gravy.
That's right.
And now you're telling me not to. It's like, you got to eat healthy.
Well, you can only eat so much of it.
You can only eat so much.
Yep.
But I have been... all of these things that I teach on the broadcast and all of the notes that we have are available. All 253 days of prosperity are available on kcm.org. But everything that I'm talking to you about right now, I learned it from them. I just paid attention. I just paid attention to what you were teaching me.
I confer upon you the doctorate of prosperity.
I receive it.
Dr. Pearson.
Well, I'll tell you something about prosperity around here. And I heard this from Brother Copeland early on when I was traveling on the road. And I heard him say, one of the missions of this ministry is to teach the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity.
Right.
So I took it. I took it. That's one of the things that we do is teach supernatural abundance and prosperity.
Teach it and live it.
Live it and learn how to live debt-free. And there are scriptural reasons why we should live debt-free, scriptural reasons why it's good to be debt-free. And Gloria, I'll just recap just quickly. Yesterday, we talked about we live debt-free because the Word tells us to live debt-free. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love him. We live debt-free because, and this is on my notes from yesterday, we'll go to today's in a moment. We live debt-free because our covenant must be with God. We have a covenant with God. And in that covenant, we have certain articles of the covenant. And prosperity and debt freedom is part of the covenant that we have with God.
We depend on Him.
We look to Him.
For the blessing.
We look to Him. And it really does bring us into this next point. And that is, I live debt-free because borrowing from the world will make you a slave to the lender.
That's what it says. Borrow is subject to the lender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there's no question about it.
That's right. And it says here in Deuteronomy 28, and Deuteronomy 28, the first 14 verses are the blessing. The balance of that chapter is the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been set free from it. But it says here, the stranger that is within you shall get up above thee very high, and you shall come down very low. He will lend to you, and you shall not lend to him.
He shall be the head.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be the
head. He shall be the head.
And you shall be the tail. That's just the way it is.
And you brought out something about the fact of the word stranger. Just before we went on the air, you were talking about the word stranger and the fact that you have to, when you go to the bank, you bow your knee to somebody you've never met before. You don't know their background. You don't know what they've been through or what they believe. And you're coming into covenant with this individual. That's a stranger.
That's right.
That's what you said. And I had not thought about that until 3 minutes ago before we started this. The stranger that is with you shall get up above you very high. You shall come down very low. He will lend it to you. You will not lend to him. He will be the head. You shall be the tail.
Now you've got a stranger as the head.
That's not good.
And guess who's the tail?
That's who we are. But we're not doing that. We're not going there.
No, you're not going there. We have a father.
You're done with debt.
We can go to our father.
That's right. That's right.
Houses and land and whatever we need.
I wrote down here.
That's really a thought because you choose to go to a stranger when you have a father that owns everything.
Ah, Gloria, what a revelation.
I hadn't thought of that myself.
What a revelation. You choose to go to some stranger when your father is wanting to give it to you.
Yes,
He owns it all. That's a good.
You can see why that's not advisable.
Absolutely. It is not advisable to do that. It really isn't. And I mean, if you're in a position that you're about to step through the doors of a bank and you're going to borrow big time on something, stop right now and reevaluate what you're about to do and don't do anything until you've listened to these broadcasts and you have the product. And Gloria, the product is free. There's no excuse.
No excuse.
No excuses whatsoever. The product that we have for you about the 21 days to your debt freedom, it's absolutely free. So you can start this journey right away. But borrowing makes us a slave to the lender.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some research here. In the word lend, it means to twine or unite or cleave or to be joined with.
So bound up.
Yeah, bound up with. And the head is the top, the summit, the chief, the ruler. And then here I wrote the tail is the end or the stump. You become the stump, or it actually means to wag. To wag. So basically what we're saying here is...
Okay, here's a dog.
Yeah.
Here's his tail.
Yeah.
He wags. Who's doing this?
The dog is wagging the tail.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't want to be the tail.
No.
And that's what happens.
We don't want to be wagged.
We don't want to be wagged. In Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor. The borrower is the servant to the lender. And look at this word servant there in number 2, little a. It says servant in the Hebrew. It means to work, to enslave, and to keep in bondage.
Oh, my.
So we don't want to be the servant to the lender. We don't want to do that. In order to borrow, you have to subordinate yourself to another person.
And it's very difficult to ever get out.
It is. It is.
Especially if you don't know what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Or the New American Standard Bible says you become the lender's slave.
What if you made a loan? Don't they have 40-year loans on houses?
Boy, I don't know if they have 40-year loans. I know they have 30-year loans.
Well, all right, let's just say 30-year loans.
That's a 30-year loan.
How long is 30 years?
30 years is 30. It's a long time. It's a long time to be subservient to that.
Yeah.
And every month you're paying that payment. And
you a long time to ever get half and half.
It does.
Where you get half interest and half principal.
It does. I'm telling you, Gloria, it does.
It's mostly all interest for a long time.
That paying off that interest. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to be there. And in the product that we have, the 21 Days to Your Debt Freedom, there is a DVD that John and I did of some of the things that you can do practically to be able to pay off debt. And you know, Terry and I did that. We were throwing chunks at it to beat the interest. We're trying to beat the interest. Uh-huh. And so once we got going, there was a supernatural momentum that was taking place. And once you get in that river of faith, there's a momentum that happens, and this thing will be over sooner than you think. Gloria, there's a supernatural acceleration in faith that takes place, that the more you feed your faith, you exercise your faith, the faster these things happen.
That's true.
The faster your healing takes place, the faster getting out of debt takes place, the faster the income.
That's because you're strong, getting stronger.
That's right. That's right. And our covenant is with God, and we are not a slave to the lender. We are the head and not the tail. So that's one of the reasons why we should be debt free. Another one here, let me read this scripture to you, Gloria. And this is very fascinating to me because it says in Proverbs 22:6, train up, this on your second page, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. That train up a child in the way he should go is in the same paragraph as the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. So that says to me,
they're tied together.
That's one of the things that we have to be teaching and training our children. We have to be debt-free so that we can set an example before our children.
That's right. Praise God.
And a couple of things that I wrote here, the average Christian child is born into a family whose life exists around credit cards, mortgages, and loans. Mm-hmm. Most Americans raise their children in homes that have a 30-year mortgage.
That's right.
They drive their children to school in finance cars. They wash their clothes in washing machines that have been financed through department store revolving credit. They sleep on mortgage beds, sit in mortgage furniture, and watch mortgage television sets. Most of these children never see their families come out of debt during their lifetime.
That's the truth.
And what some parents do is fathers will teach their children how to get the best loan.
Yeah, think they're doing them a favor.
And think they're doing them a favor, as opposed to saying there is a better way to do this. Instead of teaching them how to trust God as their source, they teach them how to get the very best rate on a loan or how to finance a car. Mm-hmm. So we find here that we have a responsibility to our children to teach them how to live debt-free. And that's what happened with you and Kenneth. This came as a revelation to you. Then you passed it down to John, to Terry, to Kelly. We have all taken that. We've adopted that into our lives. And now our kids, they're pressing into this.
Praise
they're
God.
Doing the very same thing.
Amen.
So now you've reached the third generation.
Praise God.
And you've locked into it. And you've done exactly what the Word says, because we have to teach our children how to live debt-free.
Praise
Another
God.
Reason that we are debt-free, because our motivation for debt freedom is giving. It's really hard to give when you owe everybody. It's really hard.
It's a motivation.
How many? Well, I know that this ministry has sown over 30 aircraft over the years. It has sown, and Brother Copeland shared this with me, that we have been involved in giving other ministries $100,000 or more towards an aircraft. And there have been many aircraft that have been sown from this ministry. It seems like every time we turn around, an airplane would be flying away, because we've sown it. And then, exactly. And what has happened is that because you could not sow an airplane that you have borrowed the money from the bank on.
That you owed on.
You owed on. You can't do that. It doesn't belong to you.
That's right.
It's not yours. It's not yours to give. But when you owe money, you can't give it. When you don't owe anybody for it, you are free to give.
That's right.
You're absolutely free to give. Yeah. And that's the thing that so impressed me about this ministry and how we've operated, because I've seen airplanes fly away. I've seen cars sown.
Essentially, you can't give what you don't own, what you don't own.
You can't give what you don't own. That's right. And debt freedom, the motivation for debt freedom really is giving, because it's our heart to give. We got that from you guys. It's jumped over onto us. And we love to give, and we love to sow into others' lives. And let's just look at this.
Have you lacked for anything?
We have not lacked. The Lord just keeps blessing us over and over. It just keeps coming in. And if you look at this at point C there, mm-hmm. our motivation for debt freedom is giving. The scripture that we use is Genesis 12:2. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous mm-hmm. and distinguished. And you shall be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. Now, I have several quotes that I heard Brother Copeland say. Let me read this to you, or we can read them together. Let me read the first one. True prosperity is not for keeping your bills paid and your body well just so you can lie around and watch TV in comfort. God is not prospering us to get us out of debt so we can get into bigger debt. He's not prospering us so we can buy and buy and buy. He's prospering us so that we can give and give and give. Now, that is a quote that Brother Copeland gave some years ago when I heard that, my attention stood up in the fact that debt freedom opens the door for our giving and our sowing into others' lives, to be able to free. If you're having to sit down and do your bills and you're having to write out huge checks for the monthly payment on the cars and the monthly payment on the house and the monthly payment on whatever it is, you don't have anything left over. But I'll tell you, Gloria, there's a way to live, and you've taught me how to do this.
Praise God.
There's a way to live that's so far beyond the living in a place of debt freedom. There's a place that you can live that is beyond whatever you've ever experienced. And there is what I call life after debt. There's a place to live where you, and that's where Terry and I are now right now. That's where you and Kenneth are. That's where we are living, in this place of life after debt. And it just gets, the pressure of that debt just lifts. I can remember when we made the final payment on our house, and it was done. It was over with. And I could sense that lifting on the inside. It was over. It was through. And you can live that same way. One of the things that Brother Copeland said, why don't you read number 3 there, Gloria?
True prosperity is the ability to look a person in the eye in their moment of impossibility and take their needs on as your own.
Mm-hmm.
Sow into them.
That's right.
And help somebody
else. And I've
seen it.
Then
when you do that, you increase your harvest.
Of course, it just increases more and more and more. But how can you give furniture that you owe on? How can you do any of that?
They'll come get you if you do.
Terry and I, they will. Terry and I, we knew that the house that we sowed into a family, we knew that we had to pay that off, because we didn't own it until it was. Mm-hmm. And we made a full court press, and we just started paying that thing off, and we paid it off. And the day that we paid it off, we knew that it was ours to give. We could do whatever we wanted to do with it. We weren't serving anybody in it, and we were free to give it. And the same thing has happened with vehicles. We've given vehicles over the years. One time, we cleaned out our living room because we just believed that we needed to sew our furniture into another family. And we cleaned out our living room. And Gloria, you would laugh at this, but the day they came and took all the furniture, there was no furniture in the living room. So that night, it was a Friday night, I can remember it distinctly. Terry and I were going to watch TV. So we took the lawn chairs from the backyard and brought them into the living room. And we sat there in the lawn chairs. I was laying down in one of those lawn chairs watching TV. But we were rejoicing because we were able to sow into a family. And we were expecting harvest, and we have not lacked. We have not lacked in furniture since.
Praise God.
We have not. So these reasons that God has given us, we have a covenant with God. We have the Word of God that we can stand on. And I just pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that your life of debt freedom has begun. It's already started. And you're hearing these things in your faith. Faith for debt freedom comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
That's right.
And I declare you, Glory, and I declare you debt free in the name of Jesus.
Be debt free.
We declare that load of debt, the burden of debt being removed from you in the name of Jesus. And we stand with you in faith now for your debt freedom.
God.
I say in Jesus' name, you are done with debt.
Done with
in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
God,
Gloria.
What's the first step to getting out of debt? Quit borrowing money.
Quit borrowing money. That's it right there.
That's it. Now remember I told you. George and I'll be right back.
In the book of Proverbs in 22:7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. The borrower is servant to the lender. He'll be the head, you'll be the tail, and he'll lend to you. In both these cases, the Hebrew word borrow in verse 12 and Proverbs 22:7 in Hebrew is translated joined to. Joined to. You know why? You can't borrow money without making covenant. You can't do it. You got to make covenant with somebody to borrow the money. You got to promise somebody you're going to pay this back. You have bowed your knee and become servant to somebody you don't even know. That means you're going to have their spiritual activity in your life unequally yoked. The scripture warns about that. Because what do you have in common? What does darkness have in common with the light? What does Christ have in common with Belial?
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.